In light of this winter's extreme weather, some of us may be asking ourselves why we've decided to live in this climate. But people have been adapting to it for ages. Dawn Cher Tomei is Associate Curator of Anthropology at the Milwaukee Public Museum. She met us at the exhibit showing how woodland Indians of the area coped with snow and cold a few hundred years ago. Cher Tomei says life in winter was difficult but not impossible, and it was busy.
A lot of people think that winter was a time when people just didn't go outdoors at all and they stayed inside. But there was still a lot of activity, particularly food. So for men and older boys, there was still hunting and trapping to be done to provide food for themselves and their family. Ice fishing. Many people in the area are familiar with snowshoes, and that's an indigenous invention. And so traipsing around, if you got restless, you know, it's like, I'm going for a walk because I got to get out of the shelter.
What's known about warmth and what was done to make the structures as warm as possible and to make the clothing as warm as possible?
Us, we often live in drafty houses. You can go near a window and you can feel the cool coming in. So they used a lot of furs to try and stop up that. They had a fire continuously going within their wigwam. And as people know, sometimes when you're in a room with a fire, it can heat up pretty quickly. So also using furs, they used a lot of furs. Centuries ago, we had bison in the state. So there are those kinds of furs. And of course, deer hide and deer fur was something that was very warm. You put it in your boots, your gloves. They had mittens, capes, things like that.
I see the panel here that describes recreation in winter. What are we looking at?
So this one has lacrosse sticks, which is another Native invention. Then there's a dice game as well. And then a lot of people know maybe about the snow snake, which is a fun pastime that sometimes groups or individuals partook of.
What is a snow snake?
A snow snake, it's a wooden stick. It looks kind of like a little snake head at the end, and it can be different lengths, between about a foot or a couple feet in length. And what they did was they were on lakes or rivers that were frozen over, and basically you threw the snow snake and to see how far that it could go. So it was a competitive game. Sometimes gambling was involved.
Do we know whether the European settlers picked up on some of the strategies that were being used here by the indigenous people?
Definitely. One of the things that was quickly adapted were snowshoes. That was picked up almost immediately.
During the cold months, were there projects that could be done inside the home?
There are things they did during the rest of the year, but like anything else, for us, it does slow down. And you think about some of the projects we haven't gotten to that we can work on inside. Some of it was beadwork, for example, moccasins, more elaborate types of outfits that they would wear for special occasions. There was also storytelling. That's a lot of times when the oral traditions were passed on through telling of stories.